is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Were you two just on with Sally on Fox 26? No. Was I? Yes. So you two, zero. Me, one.
Congratulations.
Okay. Yeah. How about that? And a very nice, Sally's a very nice person. How about that? So I got that going for me. But did they ask Dell to go on? No. No, they didn't. They don't want his opinion. Welcome in, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And let's get started with, man, it's just, it's so stupid, this whole Tillman and Trump thing. It is just amazing to me that this is, and you came in, you said the same. I mean, because I was talking to the producer before this. He's like, do you believe that stuff?
It's just smoke.
I was like, no, I don't believe. I think that can't be dumber.
It's the same as, this is the time we're in. And I'm like, you guys are buying into, this is just smoke. James had the mask, they call it All Lives Matter mask. It's just the policeman, whatever, the blue line
yeah.
mask. He had that on and was castigated. And he's like, I didn't know what this is. James doesn't have a political bone in his body, I doubt. But honestly, if you got the money, he'll take it. Whoever you are, he will take your money. That's what James is.
Well,
I think.
Well, he won't take Tillman's anymore, apparently, but leaving $103 million on the table.
Well, yeah, because he can get it somewhere else.
Yeah, right.
I think James right now is just, I think this might be a Dwayne Brown kind of, let's leak this as a Dwayne Brown move.
Yeah.
Like maybe we can make Tillman uncomfortable and get rid of him.
That's exactly what I said.
I think it's just the leverage.
Yeah, we're just going to keep on leaking this and this and this and this and this. And eventually, you know, it's going to get to the point.
And then James never says he doesn't have to say a thing. Yeah. You don't say a thing.
And I didn't. And then afterwards, I didn't do any of that. That's not me.
It's so polarizing that you can say, well, I mean, I just want to get this straight now. He's only requesting trades. It's based on where the owner spent their money, like who they donated to,
right,
and how they voted. Like, is James?
Well, so
it's only teams.
So
that
he
have
better
done
do
that.
His homework with the Brooklyn owner, which is a Russian, right? What is this? Doesn't a Russian own the team? Isn't that it?
The big Russian guy?
Well, if James is anti-Trump, he must be pro-communism then, right?
I don't know how that works. I really don't. In these days, that's what it is.
Right?
You're one or the other. You don't get a choice.
Right.
There's
no in between.
You're either Trump or communist. Yeah, I guess.
So let's say it happens. Let's say.
No. It was a year ago. Mikhail Prokhorov sold 49% of his team to Joseph Tsai. T-S-A-I. James is down with China now.
Oh, but wait a minute. If he sold 49%, then the Russian still owns 51%.
I don't know. I don't know how much the Russian. He sold controlling interest.
Oh, controlling interest is.
Yeah.
Okay, there's another communist country. But okay.
The board of governors.
So James will be down as long as there's communism. Look, but if, let's say this happens. Let's say James forces his hand. Let's say, and James doesn't even come out. Like Sally asked me, she goes, are people going to look at this like the DeAndre Hopkins trade? And I said, well, the player didn't catch anything. We love DeAndre more than ever now that he made that catch the other day, right? We're like, oh, my God, I can't believe Bill O'Brien did this to us and blah, 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 blah. If this happens with James, James is the one going to catch the heat, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm already seeing.
That Tillman's catching it.
Oh, no, Tillman has already caught it. Tillman's ruined our team.
Yeah.
That's already out there all over the place. So it's still going to be the Tillman stuff, but there are going to be factions of people who do blame James for, like, you wanted all these, everything your way, and now you're bailing. Because that is what it looks like.
Yeah.
And that is what it is. I get it. I mean, he wants to win. You're not going to win here. I mean, I get it. JJ's in the same mode right now. JJ, one would think he's closer to the end of his career than James is based on how they're playing. But, you know, this is crazy that people buy in. I guess because maybe we know a little more behind the scenes, but that people buy into the smoke that's being put out there about James and this has anything. You guys know James is about the dollars. James and it has to do with Tillman, and because James is so woke about the Trump thing. No, No. That's not James. Number two, that Amy Palsik was let go because she had a quote, she had a tweet that was congratulating Kamala Harris as the first female vice president, and how proud that made her when she was the first
young
female.
Young girls can now be, yeah, you know. No.
When she was the first female vice president. No, she wasn't fired for that. There was beef behind the scenes with her and people, and it came to a head for a very specific reason that we know about.
Yeah, an alleged insubordination.
Yeah, insubordination, yes. Right. And so, alleged. And so now Amy is going to, she's retained a lawyer. It's just funny that this smoke actually gets play nationally, that people don't vet this stuff more to me.
Well, I mean, you should vet it.
James wants out of here. James wants out of here. He don't want to hear. Now, he might not want to play for Tillman, period. Because
I think
Tillman can be a little
well,
type A.
I think, well, yeah, but is that really something? Has Tillman in any way, shape, or form, he's done nothing but praise.
I can just,
here's the deal is, it doesn't look like a championship team. James wants to win the championship, and he wants to go with his friends, and he wants to go play there, and he wants to have a much better chance and play with Kevin Durant where I got a chance to win a championship. That if that's the case, you know what? I really can't. It's hard to hold it against James. But James has held this organization hostage for how long now?
Really is
I
true.
Want Kevin McHale out. I want Dwight Howard out. I want Chris Paul out. I want Ty Lue. Give me Ty Lue? I'm going home.
James got to bring people of his guys, into the mix on the team.
Yeah.
Like paid people in security and stuff like that. So, yeah, James has literally run the team. James is Thomas Shelby.
Yes, and now he didn't get his way on Ty Lue, and so he's going to take his ball and go home? Okay.
Well, do you believe that that's even it?
Well, I do believe that if they didn't consult him.
In
because
October,
he sees all of these guys in the
October,
NBA.
In October, there was an article that
Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving got to pick their coach. LeBron James gets to pick his whole team. James is sitting here going, wait a minute. I told you guys to fire all those guys and get rid of all those guys, and you did. But wait, I told you to get Ty Lue, and you didn't? Well, that pisses me off.
We've already said, I mean, Matt Barnes said it wasn't the Steven Silas situation. He goes, they support Steven Silas. They said it yesterday on the podcast. Matt Barnes said it, remember, on the podcast? And even in October, it was already reported that those guys were consulted. That's another one of the things you throw out there. I'm telling you. There's a leak fest. It's a leak fest to put reasons out there why James wants to go. It's already been discussed that they were involved in, that both of those guys were consulted. That was already written about in October that they were discussed. And then Matt Barnes says that has nothing to do with it. They just, look, here's the truth. Daryl Morey wanted out. He was under contract, wanted out, and negotiated his way out. Mike D'Antoni said, I don't even want to talk about extensions anymore. I just want out. Russ and James went out. I mean, I think there's a little bit of a Tillman problem here based on the guys that are leaving or want to leave, and that's a little bit of a concern to me.
Well,
because I'll tell you one thing the Texans have taught me, and also Drayton, and you know this, and also Bud Adams, and John McMullen, everything starts at the top. I used to take that for granted. It all starts with ownership. Whatever, it's players. But man, Woody Johnson in with the Jets. The Haslams with the Browns, it really does.
Yeah.
Look at what the Texans have. This is one of the worst situations, I think, because he has no opinion.
Oh, no, it's much worse.
Because I don't think he has an opinion at all.
No. It's much worse. But here's the problem. And if they're thinking that, you know, Tillman is cheap because of how he runs the organization, ask Joel how Les ran the organization. Ask him how they penny pinch again, I'm telling you. Every organization will tell you, man, you know, they pay the players, and boy, do they skimp in the front office and behind the scenes. They want that as cheaply as possible, and that's exactly what they do. Now, whether or not they believe that Tillman will do everything possible to win a championship and spend all that money on, you know, luxury tax and everything else, that's another question. That's another question. And whether or not he will, we haven't seen it yet. But if they, you know, you won't spend $20 million into the luxury tax, so I want out of here. How about, I don't know if you heard, there are teams that have actually won championships and they weren't in the luxury tax. Yeah. How about, well, and you know what? While you can have a love fest with Daryl, that roster on the floor is Daryl Morey's response.
Yeah, it's
all Daryl Morey.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, James, you love Daryl Morey. You too. I want to thank James for everything all these years and what he did for me and everything else. Great. You know what he didn't do? He didn't put enough guys around you. That's what he didn't do. He did, and what he's left right here now.
Or when he did, you didn't step up.
Well, right. Or you had a hamstring. You had a hamstring when he did.
Well, yeah, step up. You had leads in both games.
Yes.
And you didn't play well.
And you were 0 for 27. So,
well, you weren't.
Well, your team was, and right. you were. You had your part in it. Don't worry.
Yes, you did.
And you could what you could have done is taken Bull by the horns and stop shooting threes and go to the basket. You know that this team, if they would have won that, is Tillman off the hook? Because guess what? That was Tillman's team when they were 0 for 27, when they had leads in the second half, when they had Chris Paul. Would Tillman now have been? He was much. If Chris Paul's hamstring is okay, then Tillman would Tillman be just fine, or would there still be this hatred for Tillman? I don't know if you guys have heard, but there are teams that win that don't spend crazy stupid money on crazy stupid players. This team is just not good enough right now, and maybe that's why James is going. But it's all aimed at Tillman right now. This is all aimed at Tillman right now, instead of where it belongs.
I don't know.
At Daryl.
But Daryl definitely does. Look, Daryl did a great job to a point, and then he started panicking and doing moves that they couldn't get out of. Like, Daryl was the master of having where he always could get out of this, get out of that. He got to a point where he literally hit a dead end. Like, you ran them into the wall. Now there's nowhere else to go. You had a great run. It's over. Well, it's over for the Rockets.
Well, let me ask you this: is it, you know, because we've all speculated so much on? I thoroughly believe maybe Daryl didn't want to work with Tillman, but maybe Daryl looked at this roster and maybe we looked at this situation and said, "Wow, this sucks. I got it. Let's get out of here." And, oh, by the way, a week later, I think that's what Philadelphia opens up, and, whoo, I'm back to work. I was going to spend the year with my kids, but guess what?
That was never the case.
Now I got a wonderful owner who's really willing to do everything. Willing to do everything that you want him to do? Well, guess what's going to happen?
It'll be a lot better than they had it before, probably.
Well, here's the deal, though. What are they going to win? What are they going to win?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think that we'll see.
I don't know. It looks like Milwaukee's loaded for bear.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Milwaukee looked wildly overmatched last year against the Heat. Like, they looked like they had no business playing.
No, and the Heat and all the entire West.
Well, the West is worse.
Right.
The West is worse than the East.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. Now that he's got an owner that, you know, is damn hell-bent on winning.
Stop trying to just put your Tillman cape on.
No, I'm not putting my Tillman cape on. All I'm saying is this, is that we have to stop. Well, Tillman's cheap. Because he didn't want this person in there. He runs it like a restaurant and all this stuff. I'm telling you, I've never met an organization. I've been up to I don't know how many organizations in my career. Every front office says how cheap the owner is, says how they skimp behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. So that this is, the Tillman is cheap because he runs a tight ship. It is. It's a load of crap. It's a load of crap because it happens everywhere, people. Help happens everywhere. 7378037 76 HRP.net 281-880-6525. If you want to run a tight ship, if you want to get your payroll at a price that you will love, and oh, by the way, it's not just the payroll, it's the 401ks and the insurance and all that stuff, which, by the way, HRP is not in that business. What they do is with all of that other stuff, what they tell you is this: they tell you that you get choices. When you go with another payroll company, no, here's what you get. Here's your insurance plan. Here's your 401k plan. Here's your benefits packages. This is what you get. This is it. Well, and that's going to cost. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. I thought I was saving money, and I'm not. With HRP, you pick all that other stuff. HRP, what they do is they take care of payroll, and they take care of HR. And, oh, by the way, they take care of your taxes. They take care of your Affordable Care Act. They do all of that stuff as well. So if you're looking for that kind of payroll company, that's the kind of payroll company you want. Give them a call, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
To call into the HRP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
I look into your eyes. Behind the beard, what I see is a winner. Got rid of the white and CP3, 'cause I know you deliver. Your free throws is what I most adore. Innovated the game. You even have little boys in Cambodia practicing their Euro step. I'm speaking from my heart. There will never be enough like you. Love, Daryl.
Goldie Pipes with his homage
that is awesome.
To Daryl Morey's love for James Harden. Every little thing, I do it for James.
Mm-hmm. The step back.
You got kids in Cambodia practicing Euro steps.
That is.
Honestly.
That's pretty good.
Honestly, that was the weirdest thing in the world is when Daryl, we know you did a lot for James. And James did a lot for you. We know that. The full page ad was one of the strangest things. Like, he needed to tell James in a public setting how much he meant to him. Just text him, bro. Just text him. Even shoot a DM his way if you need to. But the full page ad is to tell us in Houston. That was such a, it was almost like he was saying, this has nothing to do with James Harden. It's almost like he wanted us to know this had nothing to do with James Harden.
Well, okay, so he sent that out. Did he know he was going to be with Philadelphia at that time? If he did, how much tampering is that?
That's not a tamper to say thanks for what you did here in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
Because he wasn't in Philadelphia.
No, I know he wasn't in Philadelphia. But if he already knew that he was in Philadelphia, then he could have just... He could have known he was going to Philadelphia a week before he left the Rockets.
Yeah, but a full-page ad isn't going to do anything.
Oh.
He didn't. He just said, thanks, you've been great. He didn't say you'd be great in Philadelphia.
No, but he didn't say... No, 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 listen. Listen, you've gotten fined in the NBA for much less than that.
He could just call James and tell him what the plan is.
No, I understand. But he did it so overtly that you can't. You're like, hey.
Yeah, but that's not.
But he wasn't with the team. I'm just saying. Saying. I know that. All I'm saying is that if he did know he was going to be with Philadelphia.
Well, if he did know, he would have called James and said, look, I'm going to get another team. I'm going to try my best. Or they would meet somewhere. Because James isn't afraid about going out. He'll say, look, I'm going to be with another team. I can't tell you who
now. That would be tampering.
Yeah, that's more
tampering. Especially if it was proven that he knew he was going to be with Philadelphia.
Right. I'm not saying that happened. What I'm saying is if he were going to actually tamper, it would be more direct like that.
Well, he would just tell him. Or maybe it was, you know, hey, well, whatever the case
it was telling your wife is when you ask a woman to marry you and you put the pictures up on the internet as opposed to just, you know, saying, I really want you to marry me. We'll spend all this time together. I love you. No, what you have to do is take pictures, make sure her nails are done so she can put the ring up and everyone can see it and her nails are perfect. This is what Daryl did. We all know you love her because you gave him money and you said he was the best player, best scoring threat of all time. We all knew that. But he had to make sure everybody knows.
Everybody.
That's what I think. And I think he's doing that. Honestly, I think he's doing that so Houston doesn't speculate about Daryl's leaving because of James and all, because there was no speculation and it was like, wow, okay, well, this has nothing to do with it. That's what I think it was. I just think it was, he wanted to make sure everyone knew that this had nothing to do with James Harden. And like, well, okay, that's great.
I think what he wanted to do was say, this, James, I really appreciate you. I mean, you know who was left out of that? Tillman. And you know, as soon as he got the Philadelphia job, whoa, this owner is unbelievable.
Well, Tillman's the battle axe wife he had to get away from.
That's right. That's exactly the case.
Chris said the thank you was for Tillman, not James. Well, no. It wasn't all for James, but he had an entire section for James, Chris.
The thank you was for James.
No. If you go read it, it was the whole thing. It got blown out of proportion. I mean, there is a long paragraph at the end that's for James.
Yeah.
It's really more than that.
Yeah, well, whatever the case may be, I'm convinced this, and Daryl walked into Tillman's office and knew where he was going. You don't do that kind of deal in a week like that.
I think that Tillman
especially since he said, I'm going to spend the year with my daughters, and a week later he's with Philadelphia.
Yeah, I do think he wanted to get east. I do think his daughter's at NYU.
Yeah.
In film school. I do think he wanted to get east.
Aren't they taking a year off? That's why he was going to leave.
Yeah, but, I mean, he also cost Tillman a bunch of money for a tweet about freedom, and I'm sure that...
Well...
I'm sure Tillman's sour about that,
yeah,
too.
I'm sure the whole situation was not good front office.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't surprise me if Daryl just said, you know what, I'm just done here. It's just time for a move. That happens, too.
I'm reading the ad, and there's a segment devoted to Tillman and the family. You're on way for support and trust me for the moment you brought the team, so on and so forth. And with your leadership, championship in the future, so on and so forth. But what he did not say is Tillman for T to change my life, like he said about James. James Harden changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
An entire page could be dedicated just to James. He not only transformed my life, but he also revolutionized the game of basketball and continues to do so. It wasn't blown up. When you put in a paper, another man changed your life. No matter what anyone takes from it, you can't say it was over-exaggerated.
Listen, Jason's right. Harden is like that smoke show girlfriend you got, and then realize looks are not everything, and everyone gets tired of someone's ship. Not marriage or championship material.
James isn't marriage. it's ironic. I say CP3 is marriage material. That guy's been in, like... You guys been on what, 5-6 teams now? So
and that guy hasn't won. He's won just as much as James.
I know he's won just as much as James. But I like his demeanor and his mindset. I think he gets to be. I think he's maybe a nagging wife. I think Chris. Yeah, but Chris Paul may be a little bit of a nagging wife.
Yeah, but that's the one.
Not in a bad way. Just like, my wife. I'm just tired of hearing it. Tired of hearing what? That you're leaving stuff all over?
How is nagging?
Yeah, you may have a point, but I don't want to hear it.
How is nagging not in a bad way? How does calling someone nagging wife not a bad thing? You said not in a bad way.
Well, here's the deal, though. CP3 is F, kill, marry. He's the merry one.
Okay. But is he the first marriage or the second marriage?
And what's James?
You know, he's the first one.
James is the F and Russ is the K?
You know, whatever.
I think
that's Tillman's what I feel like it is, though. Probably.
I think a lot of people say Tillman's the K.
Oh, if you wanted to put it. Well if you're just doing
a lot of fans,
if you're doing a player's edition.
Listen, I mean, okay. No. I don't want to say it.
Yeah, okay. Now this
our ownership here, it really, really is. It's questionable now.
Knowledge is power.
Well, that one is not even questionable. I mean, if Tillman is the problem here for these guys, then that is a real
problem. That's a concern.
That's a concern. If Tillman is, if they want out of here because of Tillman, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see whether or not guys will come here. But here's the deal is they wouldn't come here with less either. Daryl has always said, I can't get free agents to come here. I need to trade. You got to trade for people here. You can't get them to come here.
Free agency is just tricky. Like, you can get mid-level guys will come. I mean, your money spends, your $12 million spends. Or a $12 million deal, a mid-level deal, that money spends the same wherever. But at some point, the superstar stuff, it really has become about they love being on the coast.
It really is.
Even though this is great from a state income tax standpoint.
Yeah.
They love being on the coast. Look at it. Look, where do they like playing right now? Well, Brooklyn.
It's not like Miami, you don't get attention playing in Houston.
Brooklyn, Miami, Los Angeles, and then the Clippers, the Lakers. It's I think it's coastal for the most part. It's like a big deal. But also playing with your guys is a big deal. But I think it helped that they were able to go to South Beach. I mean, that's a big deal to players to go down to the South Beach, the South Beach lifestyle, stuff like that. But I think Houston, from the standpoint of, there's a ton of guys who that's the funny
they
thing.
Come and live
guys
here.
Come here, live. Players will come here. That's why I don't think it's the city. I don't think it's the city necessarily. I think it's potentially the organization. Maybe some of it was James. Maybe some of it was who the coaches were. I don't. Maybe they just didn't feel like Houston was close to winning. I don't know. I mean, the person that they were always after was Carmelo anyway, and Carmelo didn't want to come. And so that was like it seemed like half the time we can't get guys to come here. Like who? Carmelo? Because you guys have a love affair with Carmelo. Daryl had a love affair with Carmelo, or whoever had a love affair. And that doesn't make sense either, because Carmelo wasn't a three-point shooter.
No. Well, Daryl just threw a bunch of first-round busts against the wall and see what stuck. And you know what? Ben McLemore stuck.
Yeah, that's Daryl going. That's him just getting a lottery card.
Yeah, well.
Because he can get rid of him.
He didn't have any money to spend because he spent it all on. He already spent it all. I think let's just throw here. Just throw this up against the wall.
FMK, Cal, Jerry Jones, Tillman. I know who you're effing.
I know who I'm killing, too.
I know. All right. So you're going to marry Jerry?
No, he's marrying Cal. You're killing Jerry.
No, Jerry.
I'm not playing that.
No, he's marrying Cal.
Let me tell you something right now. We could build that site if we want to, a site jab. They've got over two decades of experience building sites, and they've done the sites that your brother-in-law did. They did that 12 years ago, 13 years ago, and the sites they're doing now are so up to date and so modern, and so they're designed specifically with the idea of making sure that people who come to your website know exactly who you are and what your business is without a bunch of clicks. They want them to be able to get there, to entice them. You know, with web design, it's really more than just web design. It's really about your brand, and they help you create brands. They can create videos for you. They do so much more. But it's about getting people excited in the first 3 to 5 seconds that they're on your site. And they understand this. They're the ones who are explaining this to me, is that we've got to draw them in, and then we've got to tell them who you are. We've got to show them your work, and we've got to tell them how they can get signed up so that they're turning your eyes into business leads. If you've even considered potentially upgrading your website, why don't you call my friends over at SiteJab? that investment that you spend with them, which, by the way, is very, very reasonable in the business, because I've looked into and actually spent money on website design. If you are looking at doing it, you are going to get your money back very quickly, because a well-designed site can turn into more money for you. Sitejab.com, S-I-T-E-Jab.com. Stay local with Sitejab.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 7378037. If you got any thoughts on this, you're more than welcome. In that F kill Mary scenario,
it's obvious
who you marry in that situation. Okay, if it's Jim Crane, Tillman, and Cal.
Oh, I'm marrying Crane. No, wait. Yeah.
Not me.
Wait, you're marrying Tillman.
Nope.
Well, Cal.
Well, yeah, you get the dominant. Cal will sit back and let you destroy the house with hookers and tea dancers, and you do whatever you want, Cal. And he will sit there and do nothing. So it's obvious who you marry.
Okay, now keep going. Now do the kill.
No, I'm not doing that
part. Oh, you don't want to do
I'm
kill?
Not killing or effing, okay, in that scenario. But I do know who I'm marrying.
Thoughts and prayers to Jim Crane. He died too young. Yeah, I know where you're
I don't know about the other two, but
there's
I know who
one
I'm
left.
Marrying.
There's only one K left.
Yeah, there's one. I mean, you want to talk about submissive? That's Cal. Talk about. All right.
There's only one Irishman here.
That's it. 713-780-3776.
Speaking of Irishman, I finally finished. It didn't take long. It just took coronavirus, but whipped through Peaky Blinders. Yeah. It was a really good show.
It is a good show.
Really good show. I'm a little. It is weird to see where they come from and see where they end up and how things go. There is another season coming. There's a season 6 that is. I don't know if it's coming soon, but they talked about a season 6 is going to be on the way. You know, Eric Layden, who's an actor, he's been filming different things. It's Hollywood is fully, the movies, the streaming, the TV, fully taping right now. They're fully taping. So there's an Ozark. There is a another Handmaid's Tale. There is a
The Crown just dropped. Are you on The Crown?
I started Queen's Gambit last night.
Oh, Queen's Gambit is good.
It's just 1 year, right?
Yeah.
I just saw episode one.
And what was a little disappointing was that it's not a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, a little girl can't take 70 tranquilizers all at once?
And yeah, right. Well, not that so much, but that there's never been.
I know. I was like, is it all I can go?
I thought, because they put dates up there.
Paris.
Yeah.
Everything that goes through my mind, I'm like. And I knew it's not a true story, but I just wanted it to be based on a true story.
Well, did you ever, on Netflix now, there's a real life section. Have you seen that?
Oh, no, I probably don't even pay attention, but
there's a trending.
So I've always loved documentaries, but real life is more the autobiographical where you know it actually happened.
That it actually happened, and that was under it. So I was like, oh, this is totally sweet.
Why was it under it?
Yeah, it was under real life. Now, I think they base it. I don't know why they put it under real life, because it never really happened. I went and looked it up. I googled it, and it never really happened. But it is based on women or whatever. I'm real life chess and real life people playing chess, as opposed to this really happened. But I think that's the most fascinating of all. I'll go through every one of those movies. I'll watch every one of those movies. Real life.
Do you know this? That they Quincy Avery. I've talked to Bucky Brooks and Quincy Avery about it. And Deshaun, you know, Quincy Avery is Deshaun's personal quarterback coach, and it should be on our podcast. You guys might want to listen to Off Script with Lance Zierlein and Eric Layden, because we had Quincy Avery on, and we talked a little bit about Deshaun and some of the different stuff like that. But these guys are really into chess. There's a chess master out in California that Bucky Brooks works with, and a lot of quarterbacks work with him. Quincy Avery now has worked because he helps you see the big picture and moves ahead. It alters your way of thinking and perceiving, and the way that you are moving, you try to operate moves ahead. The whole concept of somebody plays chess when other people play checkers. Well, see, that was, you know, that's the thing that I really appreciated about Maury, about Jeff Leno, is that a move that they had really had something to do with two other moves that they were going to make either 2 years out, or from a salary cap standpoint, or they really did play chess. And that's the way all general managers, you want your general managers to play chess, because nothing is a one-year venture. Nothing. Even when you say you're going for it, you still need to have other years in mind. And so you need to have a plan of what we're going to do. Saying you play chess just means you have plans in advance.
Isn't that the criticism of Romeo Crennel and his timeouts? You know, with the one before he kicked the pooch punt, and the one before he kicked the field goal.
But that's straight checkers.
And you're like, yeah. You're like, dude, you didn't know that you in this situation you were going to go for, and you don't have. And Bill O'Brien, well, we didn't have a fourth down play. What?
Or wait a minute. We're just
what
doing
did you
this.
Do all week that you, on your IHOP menu, you didn't have a fourth down play?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest. That was the
There's I mean, no
a lie. Another flat out lie.
You weren't
lie.
Ready for something. You weren't like, when this arises, you have no contingencies.
I think it was more of a lie because he has fourth down plays.
Yes. Clearly, you couldn't also trust him. Like, he told a lot of different, like, small lies, bigger lies. But he also ran the team. Like, this is why you don't let coaches run teams. They run it for now. Like, but Bill, look what's going to happen with our draft picks. What are we going to do in 2 years?
Hey, we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do something.
Like, you just check. Are you trying to do the double jump? Or what are you doing here, Checkers?
Well,
his nickname should have been Checkers.
Checkers the clown.
Well, you threw the clown on it.
Well,
I just said he was playing checkers.
I'm going to tell you this. Well, and you can't, there are a lot of it you can get out of it, but this Peter King article this week, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't read Peter King's article about the Texans this week, boy, it cannot be more damning. It cannot be worse. And the realization that 8 players are making $109 million while the other 45 are going to get $66 million, which to me, it is plain. It is evident. J.J. Watt can't be here anymore.
You know what they do? If this were a regular society, you know what people would be calling for? A revolt?
Right.
More social.
This is a
redistribution of wealth.
Right.
Is what it would
be.
Well,
there has to be. You have to redistribute J.J.'s wealth.
Socialist. Did you see him?
No.
John just did it, Del. He officially did it. You have to start to redistribute wealth.
I don't believe it.
I
don't agree.
You don't
keep
agree?
It all for me.
Well, if you're JJ, no, listen, you can't have, this is it. You cannot have JJ pass this. And whoever comes in, I'm telling, you're going to have to convince Cal, we love him. We're going to have a statue of him. We're going to put his name up there right next to Bob's, right next to your dad's. It's going to be awesome. But as a football team, we can't do this anymore.
Let me just tell you why you might be a little bit wrong. Think about, you've done this yourself. Think about your fantasy football team this year, your auction team. When you have money you have to spend, it's just how the world works. You got to spend. You get your first two players like, oh, my God, I only have half my money left. How am I going to do? I just spent 50 and 32?
Well, I got
$70 left.
It's a lot different here, though.
No, because you got to pay your best players the most money.
I get it. But JJ's not.
JJ not, but your other two.
Relatively speaking. And here's the deal is. I can't afford. What I would rather have now is I need so many pieces throughout for my team. I'll spend it on Deshaun, and I got to spend it on Laremy Tunsil, but I don't have to spend it on the rest of these guys. I'm going to get more decent players at positions.
Too late, Zach.
As opposed to, and I'm going to try to get some value as opposed to what I have now. I'm going to try to get some guys who are going to actually outplay their contract, which is a foreign concept here.
They got 70 in 1 year. They will have about $78 million for three guys: Zach Cunningham and Deshaun and Laremy Tunsil. $78 million for three guys.
Well, then you know what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to go mid-level exception on a lot of other positions.
You have to have other guys. You've said it before. The whole key is you want your best players to play to their level. Rarely will your best players exceed their contracts. So you want them to play to their contracts as closely as possible. And then you got to have guys outplay their contracts. And the problem for the Texans is, usually
that's rookie contracts.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't have any rookies.
Or smart free agency moves. And the unfortunate thing is you don't have guys who are really outplaying their contracts right now, not even Justin Reed. I mean, you don't have guys who are outplaying their contracts.
None of them.
And I would say, you know, Deshaun and Tunsil just has a bad deal for the team. Tunsil just screwed the Texans because the Texans are too stupid.
It is what it is.
But he's playing fine. I know he had some bad reps.
Is Howard outplaying his contract?
I think he's fine. I don't know that he's outplaying it. But
is Will Fuller outplaying his contract?
No, he actually makes a lot of money right now.
Well, yeah, this is the last year of his.
Yeah, he actually is making good money. Is he outplaying? No, I don't think he's outplaying.
He
did have that long touchdown, which is good.
There's nobody on the defense that's outplaying his contract.
Because if you're starting for a bad defense, I don't give you credit. Like, what about Terrell Adams? No, Terrell Adams doesn't get credit for being on a bad defense.
Yeah.
You don't get credit because nobody else
can make tackles.
Yeah, just because you make league minimum doesn't give you credit.
He's on the field and he's doing something. He's actually outplaying his contract.
Yeah, but the problem is the fact that he's on the field is a losing proposition for him.
Right, because you should have your Bernardrick McKinney right. $80 million guy playing.
Right, right. I mean, that's a fact is Bernardrick McKinney is better. You're not better. You still need to have better players on the field.
Mm. Right.
Just wait till this offseason when Justin Reed starts making noise about getting a new deal.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. That absolutely is going to happen. You know what else? You know what else should happen? Get some insurance.
TGS Insurance, then. Text the word money to 232323. Or you know what? I don't pump up their website enough. Go to tgsinsurance.com if you'd like. tgsinsurance.com. What you're going to find at TGS Insurance is they can take you through the entire process of what it means to get a brand new homeowner's policy from an A-rated company. It's not charging you an arm and a leg. And it'd be one thing if I were telling you about a discount insurance company, but I'm not. I'm telling you about A-rated insurance. That's what you strive for or should strive for every time you go with any insurance company, car or home. But for this homeowner's insurance company, they can get you a quote in 15 seconds when you text the word money to 232323. But the great thing is you are going to have a chance to start putting more of your money back in your pocket. The average annual savings is $900. I get people on Twitter all the time. What's that place? What's that place? It's tgsinsurance.com. Text the word money to 232323 and find out right now, in the next 30 seconds, how much they can save you on your homeowner's insurance.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is what you call a flip. 10 keys from a car.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 747 ESPN 97.5. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Del, you got that advice from LeVar Ball, fatherly advice? We got to get some fatherly advice here. Now, I have been so diametrically, that's the word, right? Opposed to any LeVar Ball. I refuse. If LeVar Ball asked to be on the show, I would say no. I mean, you are the biggest helicopter parent ever. Your country, the silliness of, I could beat Michael Jordan. I was a better player when you averaged 0.2 points per game in college. His meddling, his shoes, everything about LeVar Ball has been disgusting. And what's wrong with America? ESPN had to they had him on as often as possible, and then they had to say, "Well, you can't come on anymore."
So did Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, he can't because he berated or. Stay in your lane to his co-host mm-hmm. because she's female. But now this is a little bit different for me. This is, I think, LeVar Ball using his powers for, I mean, to make me laugh anyway. So here's LeVar Ball asked about NBA women.
You're never going to meet a nice woman, especially in basketball. You're not going to find nobody like I found your mom or my mom and dad. Because here's the thing. If you're in this profession, which you got all this fame and notoriety, how are you going to meet a good girl? You're not, because what you're going to meet are in the restaurant where you eat, or you're going to go to a club where you dance, or you're going to meet her at the arena. So I hate to tell you, you're going to meet a hoe. Just how it goes, son. And then you got to wonder, then the first thing they're going to say, oh, I didn't know you did that, man, with the Googling and all this. Oh, yes, they do. They know about you before you even get there. So, son, that's the bad part of the life you're going to get, is you're never going to meet a good woman. And by the time you do, let's say you get 30, and then you meet a woman, and she's 30. You got to wonder why she by herself at 30. So there's something that's dangerous, no matter how good they look. But have a good time, son. I feel bad for you, but hey, I love the fact you made it.
So
yeah, that's a cynical view, and yet it felt like fatherly advice.
Well, I would disagree with him on this, that it's a bad thing. I mean, hoes got to eat too. And why is it such a bad thing that you're meeting hoes all the time? I mean,
hold on. Let me just make sure the kids going to school know this. Listen, for you kids who are headed to school right now in HISD, I just want to go ahead and say that the views of the bad man do not necessarily represent those of David Gao and Gao Communications. We don't say these things about women. We don't call them these words when you're in the car going to school.
The hoes now, mom or dad,
flip the channel real quick.
Why do the hoes get the bad rap all the time?
Well, because you keep referring
to
them as
alcohol.
Hoes.
Oh, well, he drinks too. Whatever.
Well, first, you're starting off on the wrong foot because you're calling them hoes. That might be.
I didn't LeVar did.
Yeah, but you're using it pretty frequently now, too. So. They get a bad rap when you start from the level of that they're a hoe. That's the first thing.
Well, hoes got to eat too.
See?
I mean, I'm sorry.
I mean, if you think a woman,
a
quote unquote, a good woman, the first thing you don't do is call her a hoe.
No, I understand that, but I'm just saying why it's immediately derogatory. Oh,
what?
She a hoe.
What? You don't think that's a derogatory term?
No, it's your.
What? 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 Have you ever called a woman you respect a hoe?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that.
Oh, boy.
Why?
Oh, boy.
Why is it always a bad thing?
Because it is.
I mean, there's no, so are you thinking NBA players, they're opposed to this? No.
That's not the question.
Okay.
LeVar Ball is simply stating that a quote-unquote hoe isn't the best choice if you're looking for a solid long-term relationship.
Yeah, but again, okay, if you're new to the league, first, second, tell, let me ask you this question.
I'll let you guys hash this
you
out.
Wanna,
I mean,
me,
I'm just trying to...
Let me ask talk? You this question. Which side of that coin would you be for? That nice, long-term girl, that nice girl that you're going to marry, or them hoes?
I mean, I would like a nice girl, but I'm not going to marry her.
What about that thought?
What about it?
What about that thought?
What about her? I mean, I would look for a nice girl, but I wouldn't marry her. That's just the difference between me and other guys.
That's right.
Well, but I'm not looking for a hoe either.
Hey, we got a text that says, you can also meet hoes in the library as well.
Yeah. There's no shortage.
But you could be a man-hoe, too.
Well, right. No.
There's a lot of man-hoes.
And again, you're saying that like it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying there's a lot of man-hoes out there.
That's right. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout.
This isn't me saying they don't exist. This isn't me saying LeVar Ball is particularly wrong in this instance. I'm just saying, when you say, why do hoes get a bad rap? Well, if you call them a hoe, they're going to get if you think
just
that's what
by
they
definition,
are, yeah, they're going to have a bad rap.
That's not a bad thing.
Then why did you just call them a woman? or a girl, why do you have to call them the other word if it's not a bad thing?
Well, it's a more accurate description. Well,
all right, then, see, because you think there's a bit of a negative connotation.
Well, not a negative. I didn't say it was negative.
Okay.
I like to have fun.
That's why I asked you.
Dale, I just sent you a video.
I don't have time.
It's a great John Witherspoon from Hollywood Shuffle, highly underrated movie from the 80s, where he said, he's talking about hoe cakes, and he's got a quote where he goes, "Hoe's got to eat."
That's why I said.
That's why I keep saying.
That's why I keep saying.
No, but do you have it from that? Where do you? Where do you get it from?
Sean Salisbury. You say it all the time.
You know Hollywood Shuffle? Oh, Salisbury brought it in.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all know about Hollywood Shuffle?
I don't know about that.
Not the whole movie
too. That's where the
Yeah, but you know about the whole movie. I'll show you some of the scenes. Black acting school.
As John tries to act brand new, I asked a question. He'll have to answer it at some point. Have you ever called a woman you respected a hoe? That's why it's negative.
No.
That's why you say, why is it always negative?
Wait,
that's
why is John delaying on that?
He's trying to think.
I'm thinking back. Why it's always a bad
thing? The word hoe doesn't really come out of my mouth much.
I mean.
Except for this on this show.
You can't.
Think about it.
You can't respect her game?
Just think. In your entire life, have you ever called a woman you respect a hoe?
We can't respect her game?
Don't ask me. You go through your life. Go through that Rolodex. Think about
it. There's really going to be a lot of problems I'm going to have when I get home today. If she's in any car ride right now, which I don't think she is. I think I'm safe.
You're good?
Yeah.
754 ESPN 97.5. I'm going to have to think about that one for a while. Go back goes back through the Rolodex.
John's right. LeVar's right. And Dre was right. You can't make a hoe a housewife. All of you guys, you, Dre, and so it's you, LeVar, and Dr. Dre are all kind of together.
Yeah, that's right. But Wendy wish her boss a happy birthday? It's Mickey's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Mickey.
Mickey, way to go, Mickey.
How many kids headed to school right now will eventually become hoes? This is not. See what you did? You see what you did?
Look at the LeVar president.
Granato.
Did you see the president? Have you ever called a woman you respect a hoe?
Let me gift you up.
Yeah, think about it. Just think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, cleat chaser, might is that less derogatory?
No,
it's not.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, look, we know there are what LeVar said actually has like for those who don't know the underbelly of it all. Oh, no, this is a real thing. Like, it's a real thing. That's why when you see the stuff from what was the Rock show? Ballers. I mean, there's a lot of there's truth in a lot of those shows. The underbelly of you don't really want to see how that sausage is made. It is what it is, what LeVar talked about. Now, I think you can go find girls and different things. But if, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to sit and tell you that LeVar had bad advice.
You'd like to fight him on it, but you can't. You can't fight him on this.
I think that.
No, you cannot.
I'm trying
fight him
to find the facts. That you can't. I think he's being overly cynical and dramatic about it. But I think that for the most part, what he said is, there's some truth bombs dropped in there.
That's absolutely true.
There's some truth bombs dropped in there.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Baddie, baddie, baddie.
Yeah. 756, ESPN 97.5. Any thoughts? You're more than welcome.
What would Dana think about
Holly,
this?
Hold on a second. Holly just said, excuse me, I've seen plenty of hoes turn housewives, sir.
That doesn't
mean. Everyone grows up sometime.
Well, and they
Holly
still,
just said that.
They're only putting on the housewife disguise. They're still what they are underneath.
Or are they putting on a hoe disguise,
Dell?
Dell, maybe they're putting on.
Turn into housewives. She's right.
Maybe they're putting on a hoe disguise, and they want to be a housewife. No one, in that case, I would say you don't have to put the hoe disguise on.
No one puts on the hoe disguise. They are either that or not, and then the housewife disguise comes on later.
That's false. There are people who will put the hoe disguise.
For what
on.
Reason?
Yeah. Well, listen. All the better if she hoe turned housewife. Well, all the better.
We'll see until she. Robs you blind.
They're hoeing again.
That's right.
She's out there hoeing again.
It's 757 ESPN.
What would Dana think about all this, John?
I don't know what Dana. Oh, he's next.
Yes.
Right here on ESPN 97.5.
You don't really want to ask.
We'll hear.
Hey, Dana, what do you think of hoes?
Oh, today's Wednesday.
And housewives.
Yeah, you're right. He's on Thursday.
He's on Thursday.
That's right.
Dana wouldn't think any of this.
Call him and ask him.
Hey, Art, send that question in tomorrow. What would Dana think of hoes over housewives?
Guys, based upon your hoe statement, how do you think Paul George is going to fare?
Ooh. Paul George ain't scared of NBA ho, okay? He ain't scared
Willie
of
D
it.
Once said something, too, about hoes. You got to let a hoe be a hoe.
Mm-hmm. What I want to talk about now is not that. I want to talk about you feeling better. If you've got anxiety, if you have back problems, if you have knee problems, if you have whatever, rheumatism, if you've got, CBD oil can help. CBD oil will help. It helps me. I can't make the claim. I can't tell you that I'm guaranteeing you that I can tell you that it helps me. It helps with the anxiety. It helps with my back. It helps with inflammation. It helps my joints. It helps all of these things. And CBD American Shaman uses science. Oil is not, you can't mix oil and water. Well, you can with CBD American Shaman because it's science, because they made it water soluble. And right now they got deals for you. Right now through the end of the month, you get 30% off. Right now through on Black Friday, you're going to get a free bottle if you're one of the first 50 people that walk into the store. Right now through the end of the month, you're going to get a $100 gift card, and they will give you another $20 gift card. So all of these things, and you know what? You want to give it as a gift? If someone you know is complaining about any issues that they're having, you give them a gift card for $120. It'll cost you $100, and they're going to love it. And they can go into the CBD American Shaman Shop, and they can cash it in. All you got to do is go to shopcbdtx.com. That's shopcbdtx.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.